Can I get a witness? That's what a lot of them will say when they're talking about somebody that is going to say something good about the Lord. And yet, at the same time, in an attempt to draw people away from the actual recorded testimony that you find in the Bible, many people will rely upon the concept of having somebody at church be a witness for the Lord, or they say simply as they go out among people that I want to be a positive witness for Christ. They are actually being a distraction from what the Bible actually teaches us to be. It says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 2, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them that are evil. And you have tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars. How many people today think that they are actually apostles? How many of them think that they can do what an apostle does? Many of them may say, well, I can't do those things the apostles did in the Bible, and yet they apply the Bible passages that were given to the apostles to themselves. If they talk about the Holy Spirit, they say, oh, yes, I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but I thought that was given to the apostles. Oh, well, they say, I got it too. If you talk to them about being a witness for Christ, they'll say, oh, yes, I want a witness for the Christ. And yet you say, well, the apostles were witnesses, and they say, well, I am too. If you talk to them about doing miraculous works, sometimes they claim that they can do some of those. And you point out in the Bible, you say, well, the apostles did that. And they say, well, I can do it too. If you go to the scripture and it talks about how that they are guided into all truth, John 16:13, and you say, well, the apostles were guided into all truth. They say, well, I have some of the truth, the things that God lays on my heart. You know, I just want to say whatever the Spirit's going to lay on my heart. So everything from inspiration all the way down, many of the things of the apostles people claim that they have today. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I have the inspiration of God. But not within me, not that the Holy Spirit is giving me a nudging or a direction or inspiration in that there is a book of Tim McHenry, but instead I have the Bible, and it is the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6. It is the Word of God, and this Word of God is something that I can read and I can listen to myself and proclaim unto you. So in that sense, I have the inspiration of God. I have the Bible just like you do. But God has not favored me over you to give me truth that is not contained in the scripture. Many people today that say, well, I want to witness for the Lord, they totally misunderstand the mission and the accomplished works of the apostles as given in the scripture. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, it says, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Now, certainly, people can do a lot of good works nowadays, but can they do the wonders of an apostle? Can you really be like an apostle of Jesus Christ? Certainly you cannot in every respect. Not all people were apostles back then, and certainly, if people are going to claim to be apostles today, then they need to show forth the signs of an apostle, as he says in 2 Corinthians 12:12. And if they cannot produce the same thing the apostles produced, then those passages applied to the apostles in the Bible are not really for them, are they? Instead, we're supposed to learn from what the apostles revealed unto us, which is the Bible. But this attempt to get people to go away from the Bible, no, you don't want a religion that's based on that. I mean, if you want a religion like that, you got to go to the Church of Christ. Ah, that's right. But if you want a religion that's just based on whatever it is I'm going to tell you that feels right by me, then you're going to have to let me witness to you. You're going to have to let me just give you a message that I claim that God laid upon my heart. But if you're listening to me right now and you think that God lays something upon your heart, then what has He laid upon it? What do you think it is that God's telling you? And how do you know that it's actually God who's telling it to you? I know that the promises that were given in the Bible were from the Lord. And they were to the apostles directly, and then they gave us the inspiration of God, and therefore we have the words of the Holy Spirit in an indirect fashion. They're the words of the Holy Spirit, but they're gained from the Bible. That's why we have the Bible. You don't need the Bible if you're going to say, well, God's just going to give me a message anyway. And, you know, I don't really have to study upon what they said because He's going to give me something different or going to give me something new today. God's not going to do it. It says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. The apostles were told that, and they were witnesses unto the Lord. Well, I just want a witness. Can I get a witness? Somebody says they want a witness for the Lord. What does that mean? In Acts chapter 1, verses 21 through 22, Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John on that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. That's how they chose the replacement for the apostles in the early days in Acts chapter 1. Now, can you fulfill those qualifications? Were you there with Jesus? Can you witness for Christ in the same sense that the apostles could? Now, you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm not denying that. What I'm saying is you can't witness for Christ like they did. You can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ only if you have book, chapter, and verse to back you up. But you can't say, well, I'm going to witness for the Lord and he's going to lay something on my heart. How are you going to witness for him? You haven't seen the resurrected Christ. They saw him, those that were apostles back then. Even the apostle Paul had seen the resurrected Christ. In the book of John, in John chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, it says that when he, the Helper, comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And it says that you will also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Now, you weren't there with him from the beginning. You haven't seen, once again, the things the apostles saw. So this attempt to say that, well, I'm like an apostle, I can do those things that an apostle did, or I can fulfill the same ministry as an apostle, well, you can't do it like they did. You don't have the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit to accomplish miraculous things like they did. You just don't have it. And since you don't have it, don't act like you can go around and witness to the same things that they witnessed to. You can repeat their testimony that is given to us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the testimony of the Apostle Paul, as recorded in different places in the book of Acts, as you begin to read there in Acts chapter 9, and go all the way down through Acts chapter 22. But you cannot actually do the things that they did. You don't have the authority of an apostle. So, where does that leave various denominational preachers, especially those more of a Pentecostal persuasion? Well, it leaves them actually in the dark. If they will not get their lessons from the Bible, if they will not give you Bible for what it is that they're teaching, then what are they left with? They're left with something that they say God has laid upon their heart. But how do they know that God laid it upon their heart? Can they say that they're inspired like an apostle? They can't say that they are an apostle, but they'll go back and they'll use all these verses that were attributable to the apostles, like in John chapter 15 and John chapter 16, and they'll say, oh, well, that applies to me. Well, I'm sorry, but you're just not that big of a person, and I'm not either. If I'm going to tell you something from God, it's going to have to come from God's Word. Then we have places like in Acts chapter 22 and verse 15. God had designated the Apostle Paul to be a witness. Now, I can witness the change that the life of Jesus Christ has brought upon me. In other words, I can show people the good works of Jesus Christ and say that, look, you see how that he has changed my life. And there's nothing really wrong with that. That's an innocent kind of thing to do. But that doesn't prove Christianity to them. That's not the Bible proof that Jesus Christ is the Son of God just because I am made a better person. It may draw them to Christ, and I can witness to the good works, I have been able to accomplish. But the fact of the matter is that I cannot tell them, and they do not know the plan of God that he has for them, God's way of salvation, unless I go back to the Bible. I can draw them to Jesus Christ. I can be a good Christian example before them. But when they actually come to God, they're going to have to come to the message of the apostles, the words of the Scripture. Without those words of the Scripture, no inspiration, no direction from God. So, every time you listen to this radio broadcast, you hold it up to the light of the Scripture. And if it stacks up against what it says in the Bible, book, chapter, and verse, then good and fine. I have been a faithful proclaimer or preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it doesn't stack up to that, then I can tell you all day long that I want to be a witness and that I want to give you a message that God laid on my heart, and it wouldn't do a bit of good because come day of judgment, we are going to be judged according to the words of Jesus Christ, John 12, verse 48. And we are going to have the words laid open before us, and everyone who adds, for example, into the book of Revelation, as it mentions at the end of the book of Revelation, everyone who would add unto the word of God is going to be seen as a transgressor. And everyone that follows after the exact words of the Bible is going to be seen as faithful in the eyes of God. Remember once again the warnings of Revelation chapter 2. You have tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars. Anyone today who claims inspiration outside of the Scripture is likewise. And anyone today who claims to be an apostle other than what the apostles did and were able to do in the Scripture is once again simply a liar before God. I am thankful that we have the truth of God in the words of the Scripture, and I'm thankful that you're listening to those words today and all the times that you can listen in to these radio broadcasts. Thank you so much for that. Until next time, I'm Tim McHenry.